Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. At 2:45 p.m. on Friday, September 2, 1898, the Honorable Archibald Pyle, patriarch of one of the most powerful families on the island and Speaker of the House of Assembly, died at his residence at Green's Plantation in the parish of St. George. Having been felled 6 weeks earlier by a still unknown assassin's bullet, the shooting of the island's speaker on his way from Bridgetown to his Green's estate left the island in a state of shock and great sorrow. Only 54 years of age and a pillar of the island's planter and political community, news of his passing swept across the island. On September 3rd, the morning after his passing, the flags of all mercantile firms, vessels in harbor, Royal Mail steamers, and the public buildings were hoisted at half-mast. Within the press, Pyle was lauded by all who knew him, not only with regard to his prominence as a planter, but for his fairness as Speaker of the House of Assembly. Such was the high regard in which he was held as planter extraordinaire that at the time of his death, he was attorney for over 30 estates on the island. As vice president of the Barbados Agricultural Society, he had done much to avert any number of sugar-related crises which the industry had faced at the tail end of the 19th century. Pyle also served as a member of the Executive Council and as chairman of the Waterworks Department. In 1895, in recognition of his service to the island, he was honored with the Companion of the Order of St. Michael and St. George. In further tribute, family and friends lauded him as a beloved and upright man who stood principled, even in the face of challenge or personal crisis. As news of his passing reached the Governor Sir James Hay, the details were announced via an extraordinary gazette. A public funeral would be held in his honor at St. Peter's Parish Church on Sunday, September 4th at 3:30 p.m. By 2 p.m. on the day of his funeral, as heavy clouds filled the St. Peter's sky, the church was filled to capacity, and hundreds of onlookers who lingered on the periphery also gathered to view the solemn procession. At 4:05 p.m., the cortege arrived from the home of his brother H.A. Pyle, with the hearse being preceded by a detachment of mounted police under the command of Acting Sub-Inspector Mandeville. This was followed by a line of carriages accompanied by relatives and close friends of the fallen speaker. Those in attendance consisted of a who's who of Barbadian high society, led by Governor Sir James Hay, Colonial Secretary the Honorable Sir Ralph Williams, Chief Justice Sir Conrad Reeves, consuls for the United States of America and Italy, commanders of the local military, and a parade of local dignitaries. Following numerous compliments accounting for the character of the man and further songs in tribute, the coffin was escorted to the family vault situated at the northeastern corner of the church. As principal of Codrington College, the Reverend Canon Midley performed the graveside service. An air of loss and regret saturated the grounds of St. Peter's Church as the former Speaker of the House of Assembly was laid to rest.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.